Racism in America Today, A Real or Manufactured Problem? By Thomas Klingenstein, sponsored, on August 17, 2023. The following content is sponsored by author, playwright, and chair of the Claremont Institute Thomas Klingenstein. While nobody denies that racist people exist all over the world, including in the U.S., racism in America today is, to a very significant degree, a manufactured problem, crafted by woke leftists in order to overthrow the American way of life. The left claims there exists an intolerable, all-pervasive system of white oppression, and if you disagree, they will destroy you and may even inflict violence. The woke tell us that racism has gotten worse, but this is drivel. As I explain in my speech Racism in America Today, the less actual racism there is, the more of it the woke left insists it sees. The woke left accuse America of being systemically racist not because it's true, nor even because they think it's true, but because it is the most powerful weapon in their arsenal. The charge of systemic racism is a propaganda tactic intended to exploit white guilt, demoralize people of all colors, and give moral cover to an anti-American, immoral revolution. At the same time, the woke claim they want to liberate black Americans, but the truth is they mostly want to keep blacks on their knees. Why? To justify their ongoing revolution. If black Americans are on their knees, then the need for radical reform never ends. The effect of this on actual black communities is disastrous. The woke tell young black Americans they cannot succeed in America because America is fundamentally a racist country. The woke leftists assault our history, making it a story of non-stop, hateful racist oppression to fan the flames of resentment. This is perhaps the cruelest part of their agenda, to actively discourage children from pursuing a life of moral, spiritual, and cultural excellence. Too few Republican politicians are willing to speak truthfully and openly about the tactics and goals of the woke agenda. By remaining silent and not speaking the truth itself becomes impossible to recognize as propaganda tightens its grip. So, what is the truth? What is our history? In short, our republic was formally birthed in 1776, but it was thousands of years in the making. Our founders stood on the shoulders of many who had preceded them. That all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, freedom of speech, conscience, and association, a government of laws, not of men, separation of church and state, a military subject to civil authority, the nation-state, to name just a handful. These are monuments to moral and political wisdom that took centuries to be achieved. But they are being ripped apart by fanatics who believe that the mere accusation of systemic racism will bring us to our knees. If we don't fight back today, we will be brought to our knees.